I've not heard anything interesting yet. I was just to listen to a singer. And then my mother repeated the word for some reason.
Which word was that?
That is to say, do not think of possession on it. Do not, you don't have to have
He
any
would say
possession.
that just like reciting it from another
From
character's.
that, yeah. Sure, we were told never to wish anything. That is why you don't care much about having anything.
Why do you think your grandmother spoke against it, whereas your mother was just following the words of what she'd been taught?
I really don't know what makes a difference. I think my mother and my grandmother was the most converted person. Yeah. And one other thing about my grandmother is that she used to pretend that she's half part white, and she wanted to listen to those, proud to be being, you know, his father was a half breed. So that's what's wrong with my grandmother. So she sort of looked down on our own culture. But my mother just repeated the words because of for our spirit, you know, on our soul, so that we'll go to heaven. Yeah. Did I tell you about when I was born that my grandmother insisted that my mother have me out in the open? Yeah, that's what she did. That's a custom, really. You know, in summer, if the lady or no other time, if she is going to have the baby 1 week ahead, they usually prepare that small teepee out away from main home so the lady can go have baby there. But I have always a helper, another lady, and make a nice fire and then make a little bed there and where she can have a baby. So they have some other helper. But this time, my mother was alone. And my grandmother didn't even go out to help. And I was born. And even she even stated that, you know, I was the thing wasn't born. That was me. Condemn me. And you know, if you they say that in our culture, if you do that to the person, you curse the person and he become bad. That's our custom belief. If you curse someone, you know, even the kid, sometimes when you do that, it actually happened and the person is condemned. I told that to my wife one time. She said, you're a terrible person, you're bad. And I said, family, yes, I believe you. I said, it happens when I was born by my grandma. Yes, I am terrible, I said. There's no hope, I said. No hope in
Original
heaven.
sin.
And laughing at that, I just joking around with my wife, but she didn't like
Different if you're an Anglican
that.
there. We don't, us Anglicans don't laugh at the Bible like you get Catholic. We can't go to confession in quite the same way.
It was nice for me to do
Thank
that. You're terrible, Jesus. You don't want to be near me at all. So that's the book.
That's the book.
That's enough for now.
Yeah, it's starting to make me sick.